Browns have a tough challenge ahead this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals as head coach Rob Chudzinski talks about the preparations and more in today's press conference.
Okay, good morning. Back to work this week. Back at home, back in the division against an outstanding team. They're extremely talented, well-coached. I have a lot of respect for Coach Lewis. They're well-coached in all three phases. They've won a couple in a row. Obviously, they had the huge win this past Sunday. You look at them from a team standpoint, look at their offense. Starts with their quarterback, Andy Dalton. I think he's done a great job at managing the game as well as making plays. They have a solid offensive line, two very good runners that complement each other, and they're loaded at the skill positions. Everybody knows about A.J. Green and what kind of player he is. Outstanding player. They have a good wide receiver group, and they play a lot with two tight ends, two very good tight ends in Gresham and Eifert. And so it'll be a real challenge for our defense this week. Defensively, they have an excellent scheme. Their personnel is outstanding as well. Sounds like a broken record every week, but again, a front four that's excellent outside in Johnson and Dunlap, and then inside with Atkins and Pico. They have an active group of linebackers. They've had some injuries in their secondary, but they're deep there. We'll see where Leon Hall is this week, but they have Pac-Man and Terrence Newman. Obviously, he made the big play in the last game for them, and Nelson's playing great at safety position. And special teams are solid in all areas, two very good returners. This is a tremendous challenge for us. I expect our guys to be ready and respond to the challenge because we'll need to be at our best as a team for this game. Additionally, Brian Hoyer will start at quarterback. Brandon will be out for this game. He's making progress. And expect that he'll be throwing some and start throwing some this week. We'll take questions.
When did you rule Brandon out,
Chad? Just basically from the information that we got yesterday, and then I talked to him last night.
Still hasn't grown, can't get the ball, or where is
he? He's going to start this week in the next few days with that and should be throwing a football, we're hoping and expecting, by the end of the week.
Because of what Brian did on Sunday, I mean, how much more confidence do you have in him going forward?
Well, you know, Brian obviously was critical in that game. And as I said before, I have confidence in all those guys. And, you know, I expect that Brian will be ready for this game as well and looking forward to it.
Chad, a lot of times, you know, a quarterback, especially in the first couple of starts, the team doesn't have film on him. And then they do get, and then maybe the guy doesn't play as well. So what, you know, what do you do now as a coach to make sure that Brian doesn't get into any kind of, you know, pattern that the Bengals could take advantage of?
Well, I think, you know, our playbook is deep enough in terms of that you know, we won't have that issue. The biggest thing, really, I'm most concerned about is us and, you know, him getting better, us all getting better around him. And really, that's the focus.
You mentioned the other day that the protection was better Sunday. How much of that do you think was Brian?
Well, he did a good job of getting the ball out, but the guys did play better you know, are improving in that area.
Did you think that was an issue with Brandon the first 2 weeks, not getting it out fast enough?
There was a little bit of everything, as I've mentioned before, and, you know, I think we're starting to improve around the quarterback and that always makes a difference. I think Josh coming back made a difference too. And so, you know, I think it's a little bit of everything.
Obviously, Brian built up a lot of confidence among his teammates, some of the things they said about him afterwards. The longer he's in there, is it going to make it more difficult to take him out when Brandon's healthy?
You know, like I've said all along, we'll just approach it from a week-to-week basis and see where everybody's at, and we'll make the best decision for in what I determine is gives us the best chance to win.
Do you expect LaValle this week?
He's going to practice today, and so we'll wait and see how he does.
How's Shear doing?
He's not going to practice today. We'll take it day by day, though.
The decision to put Greg Little back at kickoff, I don't know if we've seen him back there yet. Why was he there Sunday, and will he continue in that spot?
He's done it before in college and was pretty effective at it. We looked at him earlier in the week, and he looked good doing it. So we'll continue to work him there.
What about Cundiff? Is he going to kick today?
He won't work out today, but as the week progresses, we'll see how it goes.
What's your prognosis for it? Are you concerned you might have to bring in a kicker this week, or are you feeling pretty good that even if Billy can't go, that Spencer will be able to handle things?
Yeah, we'll just see how Billy progresses as the week goes on. We have a plan, and we'll be okay there. And you know, obviously Spencer, AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. We have a lot of faith in him as well.
Telling me throws
in
a girl too, did you?
No. I have a daughter. I wouldn't say that.
So Jordan Cameron didn't play a ton the last couple years. What was your early evaluation of him when you first watched the film, and how far has he come to right now?
Like I said, he gets better every day out there. He's a talented guy. You know, you could see that physical part of it right from the beginning, and it's just a matter of him playing more, understanding the game better. And, he's really worked at it to make those strides. And he's made plays, and that's the bottom line in this league at any position is when you have the opportunity to make plays. And he's been able to do that.
And it's probably totally unfair to compare him to some of the great guys that you've had at that position in the past. But what are the common traits? I mean, what do you see that you've seen from Kellen, from Gates, from other guys?
Well, they're all different. As far as Jordan goes, he's very athletic. He's very smooth. He runs faster than what it appears he's running and moving. And he's got tremendous hands and ball skills, and he can jump and get up and get balls. And he's just learning the nuances of the game and the position. And as he continues to do that and get more reps with the attitude he's taken in growing as a player, he'll continue to get better and better.
Your tight ends have said how difficult it is to kind of grasp this offense, that they're required to know as much as the quarterback, if not more. Can you just give us a little detail on what they need to know and how assignments could change even within a play?
Well, it starts with, from a formation standpoint, they're always moving. They're always in different spots. Sometimes they're playing, in essence, a fullback position. Sometimes they're playing a receiver position. Sometimes they're playing tight end. They have to know the run game. They have to know the pass game. And ultimately, you want those guys to understand what we're trying to do like a quarterback would. And as they're in the offense, the longer they're in the offense, they understand those things better and better.
How quickly did you notice Jordan kind of grasping the
thing? It takes time, especially initially. I've been fortunate, and I know Nora's been fortunate, to have guys in a system for a number of years where they really can refer back and ultimately have that kind of knowledge, and that's what you want.
But you can appreciate how overwhelming that could be, the guys who are getting it for the first time.
It does. It takes a little bit of time to understand that, and I think that as they understand what we can do and the flexibility that we have, if they grasp, and the more they can grasp, they want to do it. And I think John Embry has done a great job in teaching him and working with him to get it.
A.J. Green's third year now, everyone pretty much considers him one of the elite receivers in the league. How far is Gordon from getting in that class?
Well, I think Josh everybody knows he's a young guy. He has ability. I think he's made real strides in he's matured as a person. I see him working harder than he has. And again, I go back to April. I've seen a lot of progress with him. It's not been perfect. He's not perfect. But he's working at it. And ultimately, this is a process. It's a process of becoming a player and the kind of player that he can become.
And is his ceiling in the A.J. Green class?
Yeah, I hate doing comparisons on guys just because they're all different and they bring different things to the table. But I think that Josh can be a number one in this league if he continues to work and progress and be the kind of player that we all want him to be.
Can you address, when you watch the film with Brian, just his sort of field vision, his football acumen, and you're just the smarts, and does he, do you think he really benefited a ton from playing behind and watching Tom Brady all those years?
I'm sure he did. When you're playing around or behind a great player, the things that you pick up and are able to learn from them in all areas, I'm sure that was very valuable for him. You know, he's a quick decision maker on the field, and you know, and we have to continue to work in that area with him. You know, certainly there's a few times where he made some throws that we don't want him to make, and you know, he'll grow in that area. And but you know, obviously I'm pleased with that part of it, and the part of it of being able to put bad plays and things that happen to you in the course of the game behind you, and go to the next play or go to the next series, or you know, focus on what needs to be done at that particular time.
Do you think that Travis Benjamin as a punt returner, is he kicking the ball so high to him, or does he lack a little confidence back then? It seems like he's calling a lot of fair catches and some that he might have been able to return.
Yeah, no, I think he's doing fine. You know, I think he'll have his opportunities to shine, and he has. And you know, some of it, I mean, some people are kicking away from him a little bit or hanging it up. But I'm excited about Travis every time he's out there on the field.
How do you the running back situation? Is it going to be committee for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, we'll work all those guys, and you know, again, we'll have packages and different personnel groups and things like that that the guys are going to work in. And you know, continue to work through it that way.
Do you think Mingo's ready to start if Jabal can't go this week? You know, through 2 weeks, is he ready to go?
I do. I mean, I have all the confidence, and we've been rolling and rotating those guys, and so you know, Mingo has been getting his share of reps, especially this past game.
We've seen the sacks. How's he done against the run?
He's done well against the run. You know, he's improved in that area tremendously. He's a guy that he plays with real good leverage, and he plays stronger than what you would expect or think, because he plays with such good leverage. And obviously his athleticism allows him to do some things and create some problems with guys that are trying to block him.
So the first couple of weeks, obviously, you were good against the run. Did you need to see the game against a great running back to know that this run defense is legit?
Well, it always solidifies your thoughts when you see that. But, you know, I've had that kind of confidence in our group, that group up front, and then from a scheme standpoint, what we're doing with the running game. You know, it's not a surprise to me that we've been able to be effective.
Do